USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Baltimore City did not take President Donald Trump's recent attack lying down. Instead, the Charm City was quick to stand up and fight back. Trump lashed out at another African-American lawmaker, Oversight Committee Chairman Elijah Cummings, who represents Maryland's 7th Congressional District, saying that the Baltimore District is a disgusting rat and rodent-infested mess. The president suggested that conditions are far worse and more dangerous than those at the U.S.-Mexican border. Baltimore Mayor Jack Young jumped in with this response.
See all the developments we had done, and we're still working to rebuild some of the areas that need to help the most. So for him to say that was an insult to me.
Tropical Storm Eric is churning toward the Central Pacific and is expected to strengthen into a hurricane by tomorrow. The storm is about 1,300 miles southwest of the tip of Baja California. Forecasters will be keeping a very close eye on the storm. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Here's the latest on a mass shooting at the annual food festival in Northern California. A city councilman there says three people have been killed and at least 12 others injured. Councilman Dion Bracco told the Associated Press those are preliminary figures. Witnesses reported confusion and panic as shots rang out, located about 80 miles southeast of San Francisco. The police are also now reporting that a firearm and ammunition has been recovered at the scene, but the shooter is still at large. Ryan Wallace was a vendor.
Three girls, like, running towards me, and they were crying, and they were just saying, like, there's shootings, and, like, I just saw, like, a whole swarm of people just running. My brother was yelling my name out. We just started running. Like, it was scary, hearing those gunshots and people running.
The shooting occurred during the annual Garlic Festival, a three-day celebration featuring food, cooking competitions, and music that attract more than 100,000 people. We'll keep you updated with more information as it becomes available here at USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A New York Congress member wants to have a parade for 9/11 first responders and survivors. USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
New York City officials are welcoming Representative Carolyn Maloney's suggestion that she made formally in a Friday letter to Mayor Bill de Blasio. Maloney says a parade in the city's famed Canyon of Heroes would be a small but meaningful way to show our gratitude. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
France is pushing ahead with a landmark tax on tech companies like Google and Facebook, despite U.S. President Donald Trump's threats of retaliatory tariffs on French wine. French winemakers sold $1.78 billion worth of wine last year to American consumers. After Trump slammed the foolishness of the tax in a tweet and promised reciprocal action, French Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire said France will implement it anyways. The 3% tax that went into force this week mainly concerns companies that use consumer data to sell online advertising. Monica and Dean Breckenhoff, a bride and groom in Texas, got an amazing surprise on their wedding day when the recipient of their deceased son's heart showed up so they could hear the heartbeat through a stethoscope.
Colton's not here physically, but he's here.
That's been 7 years, and that's something we've always wanted.
The meeting was set up by the bride's sister. Their son, Colton, passed away at age 11 in a car accident 3 years ago. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.